We've just started looking at Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. Let me record what Luke says there. He says, God did extraordinary miracles through Paul, so that even handkerchiefs and aprons that had touched him were taken to the sick, and their illnesses were cured. So we've been looking at the fact that these sweat cloths, both the face cloth for wiping your face, and, of course, the work aprons, the semikentheon, for Paul's work, tent making, were both being taken by people to those who were sick or those who were harassed by demons, and these pieces of cloths were laid on them, and Luke says God did some extraordinary miracles through them. So, with that in mind, we start looking at three things about those sweat cloths and aprons that can give us a bigger picture of the relationship between God's power and human instruments. Now, the first thing I want us to consider about these sweat cloths and aprons is they had no inherent religious glory or beauty. Consider those face cloths, those strips of linen that had been infused with sweat from Paul's face. Consider those work aprons that had covered Paul's sweaty torso as he made tents or worked with leather. They hardly seem like powerful weapons against Satan's oppression. You know, that contradicts everything that we imagine about having an infused, sanctified, and even religious beauty. The instrument being used to heal the sick and deliver those that are harassed by demons is not a piece of the flowing robes of the Levitical high priest. It's not a portion of the sky blue curtains of Moses' tabernacle or Solomon's temple. It's not a section of the Levitical priest's linen ephods. It's not a stone from Aaron's sacred breastplate. It's not a cord from the high priest's sash symbolizing God's power. No, none of that. Instead, it's just the face cloths and pieces of Paul's work apron infused with sweat. They were just the ordinary face cloths or laborers' aprons that could be purchased at any market in Ephesus. They had no outward religious beauty that we might expect to be infused with God's power. And yet, the sick were being healed and the demonized were being set free. Our church era is sometimes characterized by the dazzle of religious beauty, the charm of sanctified prosperity, and the glow of choreographed Christian perfection on television. Luke gives us a reminder that in Paul's era, the key to supernatural salvation, healing, and deliverance was anything but the religiously beautiful. It can't help but remind me of Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 and 2, which foretells this about our Savior. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of the dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Yet we were drawn to him, not by religious beauty or perfection, my friends, but by the grace, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, and power of God that flowed from him. The New Testament calls us to the same perspective on effective ministry versus religious beauty. It tells us that we had this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.